with deep humility that I stand before you today to announce that I am a candidate for the United States Congress for the third congressional district. I invited you today to join me here at the Shawnee Indian Mission National Historic Site because this is where I began my public service. I am a second-generation Kansan of Mexican descent. I was born and raised in the Kansas 3rd Congressional District. My family is the American dream. My grandparents immigrated from Old Mexico in 1910 with the dreams of creating a better future for our family. I am proud of my family heritage. My parents instilled three important values: faith, family, freedom. My grandparents believed in those virtues strongly enough to immigrate to America legally. My father worked for the railroad for 46 years here in the 3rd Congressional District. Prior to this, my father served in the U.S. Army in the Philippines in World War II, along with his three brothers. Three of my siblings each served over 20 years in the armed forces. My mother raised 12 children while working full-time. She worked at Security Bank in Kansas City, Kansas for 26 years. We never missed church on Sunday. My husband Stephen and I carried on those virtues: family, faith, freedom, as we started our family. These virtues were the pillar in the foster household. Strong virtues were needed when raising five children, all boys, here in the 3rd District. Faith, family, freedom guided me as I was elected by the citizens of Roland Park, Kansas, to serve as a city councilwoman and mayor. I served as the executive director of Kansas Hispanic and Latino American Affairs Commission in the state of Kansas, and was subsequently appointed by the Trump administration to be the watchdog for small businesses in this region, eliminating burdensome regulations and advocating and bringing the voice of small businesses to Washington, D.C. These same virtues, family, faith, freedom, is what makes the 3rd Congressional District a great place to raise a family. Our district has a rich history and a rich future. This is the very place the Shawnee Indian Mission was the temporary capital for the Kansas Territory. Reverend Johnson, whom this county is named after, established the mission. Quindaro was a Kansas City, Kansas stopping off point in the Underground Railroad during the Civil War. During World War II, we produced thousands of aircraft that aided the Allied victory in World War II. Today, our district is home of many world-class companies, such as Garmin, Sprint, Cerner, Burns & McDonald, and Black & Veatch. This is our shared heritage. This is the 3rd Congressional District. This is who we are, and we are blessed. We have been given much. There is a principle that Stephen and I have sought to live out and to instill in our boys, and it is this: to whom much is given, much is required. My hope, and I suspect that your hope, is that your children can enjoy the same opportunities that we had, that their quality of life can exceed ours, that they and their children can live in health and freedom in a nation where they can be all they were created to be. That is what my vision is for the 3rd Congressional District. Family, faith, freedom is why I am running. These are the virtues that built America and that built the 3rd Congressional District. And these are the virtues that will sustain America. But today, as hard as it is to believe, these virtues that we hold so dear are under attack. They are under attack from likes of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders, and Nancy Pelosi, Representative David's votes with them and against our Kansas values. I'll tell you what, it's time for Miss Davids to find a new line of work. And I'll tell you what, I intend to send her back to Minnesota. That's where she belongs. Raising a family, I know firsthand the problems that our families are facing. Our college graduates are drowning in student debt. Our single moms are struggling to make ends meet. Our young families are struggling to buy their first homes. Parents of teenagers are worried sick about the cultural rot their children are being exposed to. The lack of leadership in Washington has resulted in mountains of debt for our children. $22 trillion in federal debt. That is 66,000 burden for each of our children. And we are adding $1 trillion each year. How do we expect our future generations to have a better life than us when we're saddling them with this debt? To these concerns, I say, I hear you. I'm with you. I wish I was exaggerating, but sadly I'm not. Politicians always say, Washington is broken. My friends, Washington is more than broken. Washington is a corrupt swampland that knows nothing of family, faith, and freedom. Our nation is in desperate need of a strong, principled leadership. We need a new Congress, and we need a new Congresswoman from the 3rd District. I am running to change the way Congress does business. I am not running for Congress to go along or to get along in order to preserve the status quo. We must reform the way Congress works. We need limits on Congress and limits on spending. Yes, term limits for members of Congress. And yes, on a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. And it's time that we say no to socialists who want to tax your hard-earned money. Your very future, to just give it away to those who are able but unwilling to provide for themselves. Now, if you're looking for a candidate who will fight for you, I am your candidate. I'm going to Washington, D.C. to fight for our right to live the faith of our choice, to fight for our children born and unborn. To fight for the right to raise our families as we see fit. To fight for the right to start and run a business. To fight for the right to defend our homes and our families. To fight for the right to choose our own doctor and health care. And to fight for the right to protect our nation's borders. To fight for the right to speak, act, and live like free men and women. And finally, to fight for our president. 2020 is the year Americans get to decide what kind of nation we want to be, what kind of future we want for our children to have. Defending freedom is not easy, and it is not for the faint-hearted. It is hard work. It is inconvenient. There is a price to uphold and defend what we hold dear. It requires sacrifice, courage, and bold leadership. I promise you this. When you elect me as your representative to Congress, I will fight for you every day. And I will preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. To be heard, we need to speak loud and forcefully and with conviction. And that, my friends, is exactly what I intend to do. This is my pledge to you today. Together, we can do this. We can defend what we have been given by those who have gone before us. But I need your help. Come join us in this cause. We have a lot of work to do. Thank you. God bless Kansas, and God bless the United States of America. Yeah.